to Rod Little we go in London. Rod, good morning.
Good morning, mate.
So Theresa May is in Japan and she's had a word about North Korea. How big an issue is North Korea in Britain generally?
It's a fairly big issue. Given that it's August, and with the caveat that there have been problems with North Korea for 3 or 4 years, and we worry about its nuclear capability. The latest stuff, particularly the missile fired over Japan, and also the fact that in the White House is a man who might not be trusted to behave in quite the rational manner which Western leaders often behave in, it's become quite a big issue. And so Britain has waded in, and I think the world can heave a sigh of relief, because we have said we will not rule out cyber warfare against North Korea. Theresa May said this. I don't know if she knows what cyber warfare is. It may be she's thinking of Doctor Who. I don't know. But this is our response to what is a pretty grotesque situation, particularly more so for you guys, I guess, down there.
Yeah, well, that's why I asked, because it's, of course, all the missiles, if they ever, you know, really go anywhere serious, are going not only over Japan, but into the Pacific in general, and maybe into Guam, but that's our sort of part. He's never pointed one your way, which is why I was interested to see whether you guys saw it as a big deal.
No, it's a big deal because he's thought of as being a pariah, in much the same way as Saddam Hussein was thought of as being a pariah, and look how that all ended. My point of view, for what it's worth, is that once a nation has got nuclear weapons, you have to stop pretending that it's trying to get nuclear weapons and treat it as if it was a nuclear weapon nation, as horrible as that might seem. I'm no geopolitician, so that's probably not the best person to ask.
Just very quickly, talk to me about the princes. They were out today at Kensington Palace, and it's the 20th anniversary. And once again, we talk of Diana 2 decades on.
Oh, Mike, you're not kidding. If Kim Jong-un is a big issue over here, the 20th anniversary of Diana's death is a massive issue, and it dominates every paper today. There was that mass outpouring of grief and misery and hysteria, frankly, when Diana died back on August the 31st, 1997. And it is being revisited today with the two princes, William and Harry, turning up at Kensington Palace, where her memorial garden is, laying flowers and asking the public for stories of what Diana had meant to them. The legend of Diana Spencer lingers on.
Yeah.
And it may be that it's infected a whole new branch of the royal family to a degree, that they are far more like Diana, William and Harry, than they are like Prince Philip.
Well put, actually, Rod. It's very nice insight. Rod Little with us this morning.